And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2015. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, the novelist, short story writer, born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957. She said of her childhood there was acting and dressing up. We'd play music and write crappy songs. We'd draw and paint and fancy ourselves as artistic. It was part of being a girl in the 60s that you were creative. Went to college, graduate school, wrote the stories that became her first book, Self-Help, in 1985. Looking back, Laurie Moore said that the book had too many birds and moons and space aliens and struggling artists of every stripe, as well as much illness and divorce and other sad facts of family and romantic life. But the book got great reviews, and she's written more books, short stories, novels, Who Will Run the Frog Hospital, Birds of America, and her most recent novel, A Gate at the Stairs, which begins, "The cold came late that fall, and the songbirds were caught off guard. By the time the snow and wind began in earnest, too many had been suckered into staying, and instead of flying south, instead of already having flown south, they were huddled in people's yards, their feathers puffed for some modicum of warmth. I was looking for a job, I was a student, and needed babysitting work, and so I would walk from interview to interview in these attractive but wintry neighborhoods, the eerie multitudes of robins pecking at the frozen ground, dun gray and stricken." And it's the birthday of the dime novelist Horatio Alger Jr., born Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832. Horatio Alger was a minister who was forced to resign after he was accused of having sexual relationships with boys in his congregation. And he went on to gain great fame and fortune writing rags-to-riches novels, more than 500 of them, all about young, virtuous street urchins who saved up their money and then did something impressive that attracted the attention of rich older men who became their benefactors. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, entitled Geese. "A gaggle of geese return to our street each winter while migrating from one place to another. They arrive in January around my husband's birthday, and I'm surprised to find them behind our house honking like cab drivers in traffic. Most leave with babies, but one pair can't manage to have any. I've watched them sit for years on a wet nest of death, warming unhappiness. It's only when the other geese swim past them, proudly displaying a line of live chicks, that they realize they have failed again, their eggs silent beneath the love of their feathers. My neighbors and I don't agree on much, but we all watch these geese from our windows with binoculars, sometimes our breakfast growing cold on the table. We wish the unsuccessful ones would have a season of luck, their eggs healthy and well-placed, for each of us has known the pleasure of spring, the way it feels for something closed to open, the soft, heavenly weather of arrival." A poem by Faith Sheeran, Geese, from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Cabot Creamery Cooperative, Northeast farm families who make cheddar cheese and award volunteers for their commitment at rewardvolunteers.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.